We in the movement have been trying to reach out and form alliances for the last three years at least, and we are delighted to know that there is a group called 9/11 Veterans for 9/11 Truth. There are many peace groups that the veterans have formed, and now we have the founder of the 9/11 Veterans for Truth, and he drove here last night, took a bus, I should say, all the way from Toledo, Ohio, I think left at midnight. He's an environmentalist, participated locally in mayoral campaigns in Toledo, Ohio, and he's a Vietnam War vet, helicopter maintenance crew chief. Please welcome Alphonse Olszewski.
Hello, everybody. Ooh, this thing really booms. My name's Alphonse Olszewski, and I thought it was a good idea to start up a Veterans for 9/11 Truth. We met at a place called the Scholars for 9/11 Truth Forum. Somebody had posted a message from Kathy Garger saying it takes just one veteran. And I thought, that's interesting. So I clicked on it, and I read it, and I said, well, I think I am that one veteran. I think that veterans are really difficult to impugn for lack of patriotism or un-Americanism because we served. Now, I'm not entirely proud of my service to this country in the case of Vietnam, because that's another false flag war that was started based upon lies. And I don't quite see how I could be proud of being duped. And I'll tell you what, American people, and people in this room, you know as well as I do, we're being duped right now. You know, I'll tell you what, the morning of 9/11, I watched what went on. And the next day, I was on the net doing research on air emergency protocols. And I thought, well, what the heck's going on here? Where are the planes? These planes were flying all over willy-nilly, all over the eastern seaboard, and they didn't catch up to one of them after an hour and 40 minutes. What's going on? So I verified my suspicions at FAA.gov. Now, what are air emergency protocols? Well, anytime the transponder goes off, they go off course. Anytime they fail to respond to radio hailing, anytime they're hijacked, you scramble, intercept, and escort. Standard operating procedure had been that way for years and years and years. You know, in the months, the year prior to 9/11, there were 67 scramble, intercept, and escorts. Some estimates, like from the Calgary newspaper, there were 240 scrambles in 1 year. Standard operating procedure. They're good at it. They would do it every time. And I just can't believe that they lied to the 9/11 Commission and lied to the American people during the testimony at the 9/11 Commission, which was painfully obvious to me. And I would think that it would be to anybody that looked at these things. Any reasonable individual at least would be suspicious, for crying out loud. And now you find out, yeah, even the 9/11 Commission was suspicious of the lies they were being told, and they turned it over to the Department of Justice. And what did they do? Nothing. Nothing. Oh, I read some quotes in the paper. They think that maybe they were just confused. That's why they lied. No. And this is an opportunity. Like Mr. Morales said, or Father Morales, or whatever you call him, I'm not sure what kind of church this is. He says, yeah, Frank, he was saying that that this might be an opportunity to really bring down the crooks that have been running our government for the last 50 years. Yeah. because now we have evidence of them doing a dirty, dirty, dirty trick, lying us into, well, where are the weapons of mass destruction, by the way? They ever turn up? No. Now, oh, the intelligence was wrong. Sure it was. Yeah, the intelligence was correct. You know, I got a quote that I want to read here. You know, it's from a CIA director past. Let me see if I can find it in my notes. It's a quote from William Casey. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. This was said by William Casey, CIA director, from the first staff meeting, 1981. How are they doing with their disinformation program? Is it working? How'd they expect to do that? Well, they took over the media. They took over our media. We need to get our media back. We have to get our media back. You know, one of the things that I did, you know, to try to get the truth out, I said, this is baloney, I'm going to get the truth out. I started up a radio show that streams on the internet. It's called Grassroots Infomedia. Grassroots Infomedia, check it out. I've interviewed many people. We've got veterans like Robert Bowman, like James Fetzer, Robert Bowman just won the primary in the 15th District of Florida. You know, he could get elected, and he's a 9/11 truth man. He wants to investigate. That's all I want is an investigation. If they don't have anything to hide, then why in the heck are they hiding everything? So if they don't have anything to hide, and this is another thing that the veterans will be doing, we'll be down in Washington, D.C. at the 9/11 Citizens Court. Now, we're going to put these people on trial. Now, we have the First Amendment right to redress the government for grievances. And we have the First Amendment right to assemble. And I'll tell you what, this is what I want to do. I want to organize veterans in active duty military to arrest these people. Arrest them. We have the obligation and the authority to do so as veterans. We took a solemn oath to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not taking it anymore. This is ridiculous. We can't let this stand, folks. We just can't let it stand. Or we'll have to look for more and more and more of this. They're looking to enslave us completely, make us work for peanuts for long periods of time. It's awful. It's awful. I don't know how long I've been speaking here. Am I going? Do I have time left? And then they tell me that these buildings just pancaked. I mean, come on. The laws of physics weren't abolished on 9/11. Free fall collapse, particles and steel beams moving at 200 feet per second. You know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Okay? So we can know what did that or what didn't do it, at least. You know, another thing, the earthquakes that were allegedly created by the collapse of those buildings. I did a scientific study on it. I'm pretty handy with a calculator. You know, it's mass times one-half mass times velocity squared. That's kinetic energy. So I measured the kinetic energy in buildings 1 and buildings 2 and the kinetic energy in building 7, and I found out that building 7's kinetic energy is 20% of buildings 1 and 2. Interesting. But the earthquakes don't show that difference. The earthquakes show a 2.1, a 2.3, and building 6 is a 0.6. 1%. See, it doesn't sound like 1% because the Richter scale is logarithmic. It's logarithmic. Should have been a 1.6, not a 0.6. So somebody added some energy in there somewhere. Yeah, obviously. And that's not the only way that you can prove it. You can add up the energy necessary to evaporate everything inside the building. Pulverized it into under 100 micron size. That is an energy sink. It takes so much energy to do that. Well, the energy necessary to do that is 10 times the energy that's available. So who added that energy? Who put the bombs in the building is what we want to know. Why is it that Wirt D. Walker III, and Marvin, thank you. I get them confused sometimes because they're all crooks. Marvin, Wirt D. Walker III, is a relative of George Walker Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush. So you got two relatives that are sitting on the board of directors of Securicom, the company that has the security contract for the World Trade Center. The Kuwaitis were wholly, I think they owned it, basically had the controlling stock. So there's just, and that's just the tip of this iceberg. You know, I could talk for hours and hours and have talked for hours and hours and hours about the evidence. Because it's huge. There's a mountain of it, an absolute mountain of it. And it's conclusive. Like I said, I'm an associate member of the Scholars for 9/11 Truth. You know, we're looking into it, and we want to be able to present a case that is irrefutable. And I think that we've come pretty close to that. But an irrefutable case isn't a case that can't be offset by the rhetoric of some expert pundit on TV with a nice tie and a good smile. You know, because some people will buy that baloney. And we've got to wake up people and tell people not to watch their TV, not under any circumstance, boycott the whole doggone deal, because it's not good for you. Well, I really appreciate Les and the New York 9/11 Truth allowing me to come here to speak, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I think I'll just stop it right there.